Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Dame got traded. Dame got traded, and we here for it. Here's the thing, though. They gave up Drew Holiday. I don't necessarily care about the picks. You hear me, Murph? I don't necessarily care about the picks matter. Don't get me wrong, but the Bucks is just they still fresh off of a championship. I know Denver snatched it last year, but you know Giannis has a ring, and please and believe he closed out with a 50-piece, but he had the help. The second best player in the finals, I'm talking about overall between them and the Suns, the second best player in the finals behind Giannis was Drew Holiday. And again, I know people out there is going to say, hey, Baylor, you're sounding a little UCLA biased. That's perfectly fine, because I want to bring up the fact that, yo, shout out to 12 Cal. I'm going to get to his question in a second. And also, a portion of this episode is going to talk about the episode he did, okay? Because he recently, if y'all want to check it out from last week, he said, basically a couple of days ago, it was not too long ago that he dropped this episode, but he dropped an episode called Don't Be a Fanatical, right? But we'll get to that in a minute. I am a UCLA fan, and I praise the point guards that has come into the league from UCLA because they do well. Overall, they do well, right? I track the journeys of former UCLA players, whether it's basketball or football, and we've had more success. We've had success in both sports, but we had more success in basketball, especially when it comes to the point guard position, right? And it's not about being biased, and it's cool with being biased, right? But the thing I have a problem with is people not understanding the difference between chemistry and a fit for the team. I'm not saying at all that Dame is not a great fit for the Bucks. He is. That's probably one of the most perfect fits. It's like when we said free Dame, they said we listening. Because at first we started to hear about Toronto, and in the very beginning, it was a lot of Miami buzz. And you know, a lot of people feel like he really, really, really wanted to go there. I think he really wanted to get traded. I don't think he's upset that he didn't get to Miami. I should say that. And I think we're all okay with that move as fans. We like that one. I think overall we're just happy that he's free. I thought they were able to keep Drew Holiday. To have a backcourt with Drew Holiday and Dame, that takes a lot of weight off of both players. Meaning Drew won't have to pick up on the offensive side to help help Giannis, which Middleton is still there. And then Dame, that's a top five point guard in the league. And he's been a top five point guard in the league since he became him. You know what I'm saying? But we've never rant and raved about Dame's defense at all. And it's not a knock. It's just that we know that there's other guards that play much who are less skillful or less talented than Dame, but plays phenomenal defense. Drew Holiday is a balance. You know, if you want to call it 60-40, maybe more defense than offense, but he can shoot the three ball. He can penetrate and get to the basket. He can score. You know what I mean? But that was never his main goal, main objective on any team. Maybe outside of UCLA. But I feel like the Bucks took a hit championship wise. But I would love to see the Bucks in the championship. I would love to. Now, obviously, I would love to see them against my Lakers. But I love that fit overall, man. So shout out. Dame is now a Milwaukee Bucks. He's gone through since he's been traded. He's done the press. You know what I'm saying? He's done the team uniform and the whole nine. He seems like he's happy. He seems like he's cool. You know what I mean? So we'll see. Does it shake up the East? Does it shake up the West? It does, because that's another good player that's out of the West. You know what I mean? That's headed to the East. And, you know, you got the Bostons. You got the Milwaukees. You got the Phillies. And Phillies might be shaky. You know what I mean? Because Embiid is just over there by himself. You know what I mean? So we'll see. We'll see. I like the trade overall. It's just the only thing that if I have to complain about something is that but they had to, though. You know, if you want to talk about how valuable a player is, you know, even though he got traded, I mean, to get traded for a player like that, you had to have some type of value. You got to give up. You're not going to give up scraps for a player like Dame, who could potentially be going to the Hall of Fame right after he retires. You know what I mean? It's a possibility. But let's get to it, man. We had a lot of football as usual during this time. And, you know, like 12 Cal mentioned that, you know, we got basketball coming up in a couple of weeks. So, you know, as we get closer to that, I know y'all seen Jimmy Butler and his emo hairstyle and stuff like that. All that is going to be brought back up. All of it's going to be brought back up. Kawhi Leonard talking about he wants to go to play for the Team USA. And Stephen A. is highly upset about that, you know, because he ain't played in a regular season game. And we God knows when, but he wants to go play overseas. But hey, we get it. We definitely get it. But we had football, and I'm upset, 12 Cal. I'm upset, Big Mike. Why? Because, you know what? I want to tie this in to 12 Cal's question for the episode. It has something to do with Brady, but it also, I could mix and mingle it with what I want to bring up about my Raiders in general. But let's get to 12 Cal's episode question for the episode.
BTG, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy 12 Kyle back in the building. Thank you for having me in the gym. You know, I got my sneakers on, so I'm not going to scuff up your floors. I'm going to get in and get out real quick, man. Got two questions for you. The first question, with the Patriots being 1-3 right now, and we've seen Bill Belichick struggle without number 12 in a Patriots uniform. Now, we did see number 12 go to Tampa and win a title. So my question to you is, when you think about the 20-year run that they had of success in New England, who do you give the most credit to? Was it Brady? Or was it Belichick? Or was it both? All right. Second question. The NBA season is upon us. The season will happen in a couple of weeks, and I know that you're a huge L.A. Lakers fan. I know that you're a huge fan of L.A. sports, born and raised on that east side. So I have a question for you. It's a question that I've asked my listeners because I did an episode on it. But if you are naming a Mount Rushmore for the city of Los Angeles, the city of angels, and here is the caveat. They have to have played in the city or represented the city, not necessarily being born, but played for one of the LA sports teams. So that includes the Lakers, that includes the Dodgers, that includes the Rams, that includes individual sports like tennis. So you got the Williams sisters. Who are you putting on your Mount Rushmore?
That is crazy.
For LA sports. So you know, Rushmore, you only got four slots. So, Baylor, I know there's a lot of statues out in front of the Staples Center. I mean, so there's a lot of people that you could choose, but you got to choose four. Who is going on your L.A. Mount Rushmore? Again, I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. Thanks again for letting me come on, man. I'll holler at you.
Hey, now that is a question. I feel like we've talked about this before, right? So here's your thing. Obviously, there's going to be two sides to this Mount Rushmore that he's talking about. There's going to be a bias and a non-bias. A biased one, I could pretty much throw every goddamn Laker known to mankind in that top four. That's the biased one. I'm not going to do that. And I wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying, for the biased one, I would be able to do that. You know, that's how it would be extremely difficult to break down the criteria, the stats, the impact. A lot of people don't talk about impact, which is not a stat, but it's something that you had to be a part of it. You had to be around in that time, right? Or else you're just going to hear people that was around that time, much older than you, or who paid attention more than you, try to explain why the relevance of that type of player or team, movement, whatever the case may be. Four slots. I'm going to tell you right now, you have to understand this, 12 Cal. When I tell you that Kobe was the son, cousin, grandkid, it's your last child that you have. That's who Kobe was to L.A. or is to L.A. You know, he still lives within us. And this also ties into your episode, you know what I'm saying, about the Fanatics and stuff like that, about player. Because now in this, you know what, I want to play a little bit of that, because all of this is just seeming to like tie into each other.
But yeah, I mean, you can be a fan.
And this is a clip from 12 Cal's latest show about fans and, you know, Fanatics and being a part of certain franchises that, you know, some of you cats be doing, a lot of you cats be doing a little too much.
Don't be a fanatic. Don't be overzealous. Don't be single-minded in your zeal for a particular artist or a particular team. And don't do nothing stupid. Like, there are some fans who are known for doing stupid shit. And what I mean by doing stupid shit, I mean like getting into fights, stuff like that. Like the LA Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, baseball fans, notorious for getting into fights. And usually they're fights, with each other. But yeah, if you're a Dodgers fan, I wouldn't dare go to a San Francisco Giants game, you know, with a Dodgers jersey on or something like that. I mean, fights always break out. Who's got fans? There's some teams that are notorious for having rowdy fans. The Raiders.
And that's where we got to stop. That's three. Technically, the Raiders are in Vegas right now, but that's three Cali teams back to back. I think you and King Jaren was talking with each other when y'all made this list. Now, here's the thing. Going back to talking about this clip and then also bringing up the Mount Rushmore, 12 Cal, we cannot have this Mount Rushmore if we're not the fan base that we are. It's impossible. It's impossible. I will say this. Let me tell you my four that I think, and I think I've even said this four before. The fourth slot was extremely difficult, and again, you, like I said, it's so many ways you can go with this, because I don't want to be so biased that it's more of one sport than the other sports. You mentioned the Williams sisters, you know. Now, have we forgot about Tiger Woods? You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot. Wayne Gretzky, it's a lot of players that have come through when we started talking about all these sports. Hell, even if we talk about cats that never really, Vin Scully, you know, the announcer for the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? Chick Hearn. So, I know a lot of people will be like, well, they don't hold a candle to the athletes that actually played. That's true, but they were very pivotal to the history of that franchise. You know what I mean? Like, Chick Hearn has a statue. Vin Scully has a statue. Like, these are Hall of Fame voices of L.A., you know? So I want to pay my respect to them. But Kobe will be up there. Kobe has the number one spot. I'm going to tell you like this. It's extremely hard to put Kobe up there and not have Magic up there. You know what I mean? And that's why it's so difficult. But Kobe's death impacted him a lot as well. I mean, while he was alive, his impact was much greater. But his death impact is still, we are still affected. And the reason why I brought up that clip is because 12 Cal in this episode was trying to explain to y'all is not that deep. You shouldn't have to get that close. And I agree, because he's dead on with the Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. They fight all the time in both parks. Some people have been in critical condition. It has been real bad, real bad. You know what I mean? And that's how it is. Now, if you want to go deeper into what actually goes on, the details of the fight, a lot of it has to do with a certain demographic. A lot of it has to do with a lot of alcohol, maybe other drugs. You know what I mean? But it gets like that. I just finished seeing a scuffle between Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying, the the Patriots fan just passed away. You know what I mean? When they played, did they play the Dolphins? I want to say they had a fight with the Dolphins. A Dolphins fan, you know, Kansas City just had, you know, they have scuffles. Everybody have scuffles. You know what I'm saying? We remember, you know, the Malice in the Palace. You know what I'm saying? Where the fans and the players were involved. And this is the thing. We forget that this is the, you know, this is a workplace for these cats. This is entertainment for us, but it's also their workplace. He's right, though. He's right. He's right when it comes to San Francisco. When it comes to my Raiders, yes. But I can tell you, everybody has that. We're highlighted because of the Raiders image that was created long, long time ago, way before I was born. Probably way before everybody was born that I'd be talking sports with. You know what I mean? It's an image that, and I can honestly tell you that some of that we actually played on, you know, the NWA free branding and promo. You know what I'm saying? Like, our owner, just win, baby. You know what I'm saying? Just win. And we had certain sports figures on our team that was just ruthless. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the black hole. We created that, you know? But I don't want to get too far off, because I still want to break down that clip. But at the same time, I do want to express that it's so many. And the fans are fanatical when it comes to these players and these athletes and these franchises and stuff like that. To round off the four, though, I'm gonna go Kobe, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods, and it might just have to be Magic. It might just have to be. So we got to go Kobe, Magic, Serena Williams, and Tiger Woods. That has to be the Mount Rushmore for L.A. I believe so. I mean, you could find another one. I don't think you're going to be able to beat that one. I'm not sure if you will be able to beat that one right there. Nah, that's a good one right there. You know, if I had to be biased, I'm probably going to keep the same two with Magic Johnson and Kobe. And then I'll probably add, who could I add? Well, you know what? It was easier to make the non-biased one versus the biased one. So I'll probably hold off on that one. I'll probably hold off on the biased one. But the non-biased one, yeah, I'm going with Kobe, Magic, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods for the L.A. Mount Rushmore. Now, let's get back to some football real quick. He brought up Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. I had just talked about Brady and Bill Belichick last night with a coworker. And it's weird how our brains work. but he asked, he was like, yo, so is it more Brady than it was Belichick? I will say this. And 12 Cal knows this because he's a former football player. You need both. And he won the one championship with the Bucks, but that's like, come on. It's very similar to what we're doing right now with the Lakers. We're sending all the pieces, the possible pieces to win a championship around an older player. We're doing that now. Got a little bit younger, you know, and it was weapons already there, you know. So I don't think Brady winning the championship outside of a Patriots uniform make him that much greater than the coach. No, I don't, because we've never seen him play out of the system in his prime or before his prime. You know what I mean? So would he have been number 12 if he had played for the Jets, if he had played for the Saints? You know what I mean? If he had went to another team in free agency, if Bledsoe, if they were so stubborn about the quarterbacks that they like, because usually that's how it rolls, whatever that coaching staff brings in, that's who they're gonna roll with. 9 times out of 10, they don't even want the quarterback that, you know, that's that got drafted or whatever, and that's not their guy. You know what I'm saying? If they didn't draft that guy, they don't really want him. You know, that wasn't their guy. So what if they didn't move on from Drew Bledsoe and they waited for him to come back? You know what I mean? What if the Tuck rule was the opposite and they didn't go on to win the championship? You know what I'm saying? And they built that machine in New England, where you had to show up to work or else that was it. You was going home or going to another team. And they built that team around him, and they put pieces around him that complemented his style. You know, that offense that they ran was a two tight end system with the slot receiver. They was killing with a slot receiver and two tight ends. And they had manageable, serviceable running backs. The one year that they had a number one receiver, which was Randy Moss, they didn't win it that year. He didn't really have a quote-unquote number one. Gronk made himself the best tight, one of the best tight ends. Wes Welker made his name. Julian Edelman, they made a name for themselves. They put up elite numbers, but they weren't considered elite receivers by name. Fantasy-wise, we knew what it was. But he had the likings of a Antonio Brown and Randy Moss as a true number one, and Mike Evans as a true number one receiver out of his whole career. Those are the three he had. And Randy Moss was only there for a year or two, right? So it's hard to say that it was more Brady than anything, because Brady played within a system that catered around him. They took care of him, and that's the right thing to do. That coach is good. The thing is, we never talk about the importance of having a great quarterback and a great coach. You got to name me a quarterback that actually carried a coach outside of LeBron. You know what I mean? Like, when I'm talking about carry a coach. And then look, let's go back to football. What football player was out there carrying a coach? I can name Mike Vick carried the Falcons. Without Mike Vick, we wasn't really doing too much of nothing. Then they had Derek Anderson as a backup or something like that, and he was solid for a minute. Went to Carolina, stunk it up. But outside of that, there wasn't too many quarterbacks that actually carried a team. Rather than, you know, the coach, like, there's some coaches. There's not no plug in and plug out. You could plug in a quarterback and would still win a championship. You could plug in a not elite quarterback and still win a championship. You probably would have to have an elite defense that's giving up stingy numbers. You know what I'm saying? And then have a serviceable offense that could put up at least 20-some points a game, and then you good. Because if your defense is only allowing anywhere between 10 to 16 points a game, which is something crazy, then that means, you know, your offense has got to be in a position just to score 2-3 times a game and a couple of field goals, and then you good. But, nah, I say I hate to use 50-50, but, yeah, they needed each other. And then Garoppolo, who was over here with my Raiders, who was stinking it up, that was another quarterback that they wanted to groom. You know what I mean? And I think Jimmy Garoppolo, if he was able to stay with the Patriots, he might have been the next one. I ain't going to say the next one, like, after Brady. A lot of people got Mahomes up there. I don't. But a lot of people do. You know, they think what he has done in a short span of time, they think that he's going to eclipse Tom Brady, Joe Montana's of the world. And nah, I say that's only, it's got to be done for me. You have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, not because any given Sunday, bro. I'll just say that any given Sunday. Shout out to Manny. But no, to answer your question, 12 Cal, nah, man, I wouldn't give it all to Bill Belichick. But I would definitely say, yo, he is the mastermind behind Brady's career. He is. Brady just happened to be a quarterback to say, hey, no, I could do this. You know, have you ever been in a situation, or do you know some athletes that all they needed was that one game or that one moment or that one speech? You know, some cats came in mediocre at best. But they had one game where they caught fire and they just took off. And they never looked back. I think that happened with Geno Smith. Geno Smith started off slow in his career. Had a revamp, got to Seattle. Pete Carroll believed in him. Created an offense that catered to him. And now look at him. He's not the elite quarterback that we all thought he was going to be when he was with the Jets. But he is a starter in the league. You know what I mean? So it's like sometimes you need that coach, or sometimes you just need that moment created by the coach and, you know, with the players that they went to go get. So I'm going to have to say 50. I'm going to have to say 51-49. 51-49, I'm going to go Belichick, Brady. You know, again, he will always have that one championship with the Bucks. He had toys there already. Now, you have that aged quarterback go to a team that's rebuilding. I don't think we're going to get the same results. I don't think we're going to do that. I don't think he's good enough to carry a team like that. And it's football, 12 Cal. At the end of the day, you got to give a lot of praise to the coach a little bit more. Why? Because he's not only coaching the quarterback. He's not only coaching the offense. He got to coach that defense, too. He got to coach that defense. With defensive, he got to pick his defensive coordinators. He got to pick his offensive coordinators. And he got to make sure everything is ran by him. Or he got to be trustful of the coordinators that he picked. And if the shit is mapping out, if the shit is adding up, then that's with the coach. That's on the coach. The coach handpicks his coaches. You know what I mean? And he handpicks his players, too. I don't know, you know, outside of my Lakers. I mean, a couple other teams, but my Lakers is mainly known to, you know, Dr. Buss had handpicked some players. Like, no, I like this one. You know, Jerry Jones, no. I like this one. You know, I like this player. You know what I'm saying? You do something good with this player. Make it work. You know what I'm saying? So that's my answer. That's my answer, basically. Yeah, that's my answer on that one. I'm gonna go 51-49. And as far, like, again, back to my Mount Rushmore, like I said, Kobe, Magic Johnson, Serena Williams, Tiger Woods, that's probably my Mount Rushmore. A lot of it has to do with impact. Accolades is crazy. You know, the championships between, if you add Magic's up with Kobe's, you know, that's... That's a lot of Kobe and Magic never won a championship together. You know what I mean? Just know that, and then add up all their championships. That's a lot, bro. That's a lot. And then we know Tiger Woods. Here's your thing: a lot of this is overshadowed by off the court shit. Every player that I just said that made that Mount Rushmore has had off the court some type of off the court issue. Whether it was small but highlighted real big, or whether it was big and then they wasn't able to move on from it. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have any clean, you know, athletes up in this Mount Rushmore at all. But I respect all those athletes and what they do, because they did it at the highest point. They had a prime that a lot of people wasn't able to match. But I want to get back to the rest of his episode. He brought up the Raiders. He brought up my Dodgers and stuff like that. Yes, we normally get into fights, but it's really with one squad. There's another squad that we don't like in baseball, and they down there in Texas. Yes, the Houston Astros. We don't like them either. There's not any documentation. I ain't going to say there's not. They're not highlighting any of the fights that we had with them. I don't recall having any fights with them. And we hate them just as much as we hate the Giants. Why? They actually stole a World Series from us, buddy. You know what I mean? And I think fights can happen all the time. But when you start talking about the Dodgers being in scuffles, it's mainly with one team. You know what I mean? And outside of that, I mean, like I said, I've seen fans fight against their own fans. You see what I'm saying? So they gonna fight. Now, if that being too much, I mean, that's the point of 12 Kyle's episode. You doing too much. But I do have a little pushback. He mentioned somewhere in the episode that they don't care as much as we think. Some of them don't care at all. This is all truth. I'm not saying that 12 Kyle is wrong in what he's saying. What I'm saying is there is time, there is moments, there is reason for us to be fanatics. Why? Because without us, there is no game. There is no entertainment. We put money into that franchise. It's almost like putting stock into it. Yes, we fill up the seats. We pack up the arenas. We pack up the stadiums. We buy the merch. We represent the merch. It's free. It's not even free promo, tell you the truth. I mean, well, it is free promo after we buy it. Because we're going to be rocking it. And you know us. If you vintage, you probably got whatever your favorite team is. And it's half of the logo is missing. You know, got holes all in it. But it's precious to you because you have attached yourself to that franchise. Maybe because of a coach. Maybe because of a player. Or maybe because it was your dad, your uncle, your mom's, your grandpops or somebody like that say, hey, you used to watch the game on Saturdays and Sundays and things like that. And whatever they like, you started to like. You know what I'm saying? Traditions are involved, you know? So I do think we have a say-so when it comes to something, because he also mentioned that when cats get paid, we pocket watching. Ah, guilty. You want to know why? For the same reason why I don't want Anthony Davis to go play for the USA team in Paris. Because we invested a lot. Into a player that hasn't played 82 games since 1989. So, yes, we do have a right to say something. Because guess what? Y'all want us to come to the Staples Center. I don't really call it Crypto, but I do like the nickname Crypto, you know. But y'all do want us to come down there to the Staples Center, pack it out, cheer, yell, etc. Yes, do some of them get out of control, throw shit, popcorn, soda, juice, yelling out shit, personal stuff about people's families and kids and things like that. I see it all the time. Yes, it's stupid. And they should get kicked out. You've seen LeBron James kick out a lot of players. Westbrook then got fans kicked out of the game. And rightfully so, because they saying some, I think one time, I don't know if it was a lady or a guy, but they said they hope Bronny dies in a car accident or something like that. Though you can't say shit like that. And that's what I think 12 Kyle is talking about mostly. That's ugly. That's nasty. You know, this was a couple of years ago. Then you fast forward, you know, Bronny has a heart condition. You know what I'm saying? And the world kind of stops a bit because it's like, damn. You know what I mean? And this is all around the signing of him going to USC and things like that. Like, we're looking forward to seeing his college career. And he has this hiccup. And it's like, dog, you know, you never want to wish that type of evil on an athlete, especially if that athlete hasn't done or said anything to you. You know, but I will have some pushback about how some of these athletes don't care 12 Cal, but they do. If they didn't care, they wouldn't make up burner accounts. They wouldn't try to create their brands outside of sports, which helps propel their brands. And they're looking for us to buy their shoes, to buy their jerseys, to buy their own personal clothing brands and stuff like that. TikTok, Twitter, you know, has made it more intimate to where now you can directly say something to an athlete, entertainer of sorts. They never really grasp control around it. But if you really think about it, yeah, are they being extra online? They are, because you're hiding behind online. But they still have the right to say what they want to say. But they also get the right to get blocked and banned and stuff like that. I think the consequences should be raised higher, and you won't see a lot of this stupidity. That's the thing. If you allow cats, God gave us free will. So he allows us to do shit that at our own pace or whatever. You know what I mean? But the consequences are there. You know what I'm saying? If I decide that, hey, when we get up here and we get in this plane and I open up this emergency door, I made that decision. What's the consequences? My eyes gonna get sucked out and fall. Or I might not even make it to the ground. I might go right in those blades. You know what I mean? So it's like, that should be a thing. You know, I haven't seen or heard of any Raiders fans fighting in the stands like that in a minute. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but it hasn't been highlighted. But recently I've seen a lot of people, you know, like I said, the Patriots fan just passed away from being hit, and he had a heart condition or something like that. So it is, and it's everywhere. And if y'all going, what was that? Years ago, we had the Meet Me in Temecula. You know what I'm saying? Two cats arguing over Kobe Bryant. And that was 2 hours away from each other. and he wanted to drive and go meet him in Temecula and to fight him. Made a rap song and everything. And the song was kind of hard, though. I cannot find that song. It's probably on Reddit somewhere. But yes, to 12 Cal's point, it is a lot. It is a lot. But I think in certain areas, Jerry Jones, when they first got that new stadium built, I think they gave fans an opportunity to come sign some of the bricks or something like that. Or if they donated a certain amount, they could put their name on the bricks as part of the build of the stadium or something like that. I think they need to have more fan involvement, because we're the ones that actually bring attention to the sport in general. It works hand in hand. It's kind of like the whole Brady Belichick thing. We need each other in order for it to work. Y'all can go out there and play basketball. If nobody is watching, it's pointless unless y'all just doing it for exercise. And then at the end of the day, yo, what? If we not showing up to the games, how y'all going to pay the rent? You know what I'm saying? We keeping the lights on. Showtime era that was us. We paid for our entertainment. So we deserve entertainment. Hell, our owner, Mark Davis, just finished getting into it with our fan base. Why? Because we told him to fire the coach. 12 Cal, do you believe that we need to fire our coach? Guess what? Our fan base believes we need to fire our coach, and we let them know. When you put out a product and you want us to represent and love your product, and we believe in it, and we fuck with you, we need that in return. We need progress in return. We need jewelry in return. We need that because you're asking us to invest into y'all. Okay, so what am I invested in? A lot of losing seasons? To the point where the average fan can say, man, I know that's wrong. Why don't they just correct that? Why would they draft this player when they could have drafted this player? No, we should have some say-so. Because some cats in the fan base just have pure common sense. More common sense than the goddamn professionals that coach these type of players. But obviously, they haven't been doing a good job for a long time. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to let their ass know. We're going to let them know. So, yeah, I get it. In the episode, he was right. He said, yo, we doing way too much. But it's just sports. You know, if you bring up your favorite hip-hop artist, group, R&B group, or artist, we gonna defend them the best way we can. But guess what? It's fanatics everywhere. If you bring up Jordan, guess who the other two fan bases are going to be? Yeah, you guessed it. You bring up the Lakers, guess what other fan bases is gonna pop up? Yeah, you guessed it. You already know who the other ones are already when you bring up certain names. So everybody is guilty of it. I don't see a problem with it if you just don't go too far. I don't have a problem with you being a fan just as long as you don't go too far. That's it, 12 Cal. Because at the end of the day, if y'all sign a player and he's not producing, and even if you knew before he got that money and they signed one of these players that they give him a max deal, and you know that's sucking up. That's sucking up almost half of the goddamn cap. You're going to be upset. You're going to have something to say, especially if y'all haven't won in a while. Some fan bases is used to just, hey, we're getting better. No, being part of a Laker fan base is championship or bust. Now, with my Raiders, I can say that, you know what I'm saying? Because we haven't been to the Super Bowl in a long time. You know, getting a taste of the playoffs is cool, but nah, we ain't won a chip in a long time. So I can have that we getting better type of talk. But when it comes to my Lakers, we have no time to be sitting up here talking about we need to get better. No, we need to put a team, a championship roster together. You can baby steps with the Raiders all you want to. Dodgers is almost in the same boat as the Lakers, though, because we've been hot like fish grapes for the past couple of seasons, and we got a chip stolen from us. So no, you got to say something, because, hey, I don't know what they doing over there in New York, but the Jets is nasty. The Knicks is nasty. The Giants is nasty. I'm not sure what their hockey team is doing. Don't really care about that. But as far as those teams, baseball, the Yankees ain't doing that good, 12 Cal. And I know y'all upset about it. And as a casual baseball fan, I know how important the Yankees are to baseball, especially the postseason. I know how rowdy and how rah-rah it can get. And it hasn't been like that in a very long time. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, y'all need to say something or something with that. It will never change. It will never change. When they show that still shot of Mark Davis yelling back at that fan, got my blood boiling in a good way. Because I'm like, we gotta get, as long as you hear us. You hear the boos, but hear us. You know what I mean? So I want y'all to go check out that episode. It just came out this past Sunday. I think it was a bonus content, if I'm not mistaken. But shout out to 12 Cal for the question. Shout out for that episode in general. We might have to run that back because it's still some other things that I wanted to touch on during that episode, but I don't want to hold y'all long. That's my take for the day. The gym is now closed.